It's time for our Vents Day segment. Your chance to vent your spleen politely on a couple of topics in the news. Today, let's talk about free speech versus terrorism and internet eraser laws. Join us at 800-838-3760 around the region, 800-838-3760, or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Let's start with free speech versus threats. The people who put out the French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo knew they ran risks to their lives by running some of their cartoons. The editor had a bodyguard for a couple of years for just that reason. Bodyguard and editor died together in the terrorist attack at Charlie Hebdo a week ago. The deaths that day and the deaths that followed as the attackers and their sympathizers avoided capture provoked deadly serious discussions about how far anyone is willing to go to exercise the right to free speech. Even the post-massacre edition of Charlie Hebdo just out pushes the discussion further. It again shows the Prophet Muhammad in cartoon. Some news organizations will show it, some will not. Let's hear your thinking on all of this. Vent on the events themselves if you need. Please keep it clean. Vent on what you think of the actions of the people who put out Charlie Hebdo. How, in your opinion, did they handle the line between brave and foolish? How far would you be willing to go to demonstrate your right to speak your mind? That's the main topic here on this Vents Day. 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760, or send an email to jx@jeffnet.org. Our other issue on Vents Day is also about free speech, but almost in reverse, as in speech you no longer want to make. As the new year started, a new California law took effect that allows minors to demand that their posts to websites be taken down. Many social media sites already allow second thoughts. If you thought being photographed drunk in a pink ball was a bad idea, you can go back and remove that post, assuming you actually own that photograph. It's the other sites that have to comply with the new law, which some people call the legal delete button and some people call the internet eraser law. The question is about government and legislation. How much should legislation guide what we do online? Is it time for a referee? Or should it simply be a case of posters beware, even if you're a kid posting online? What are the right lines to be drawn here, both for our ability to take down stuff we put up on the internet and what we should be allowed to say in the world and how much restraint we have to exercise putting it out there? A couple of things that come into the mix here as we talk about free speech versus terrorism, or free speech versus threats anyway, and we should include the movie The Interview, which of course was set for a big Christmas Day release by Sony Pictures. Sony was hacked. There was a lot of static coming from North Korea about the fact that the movie depicts the assassination of Kim Jong-un, who is a real person and the real leader of North Korea right now. And Sony at first withdrew the movie from broad distribution because a lot of theaters were afraid to show it, because there were some threats against the theaters that would be showing The Interview. These obviously came before the whole Charlie Hebdo situation, where 12 members of the editorial staff, most of the editorial staff of that French magazine, died in gunfire last week at the hands of a couple of terrorists. At what point do we begin to restrain ourselves in what we say in the world? I mean, you can certainly make lots of arguments about the element of good taste and how it might have been lacking in either The Interview or in the cartoons of Charlie Hebdo, but people really shouldn't be facing a threat of death just for the things they're putting out there in the world, should they? How do we restrain ourselves? How do we come to some meeting of the minds? Or is it just we're talking about trying to negotiate with insane people? 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. 800-838-3760, jx@jeffnet.org. And our other topic is internet eraser laws, like the one that took effect in California. Minors are allowed to demand to websites to take their stuff down if they don't already. Facebook and similar social media sites often will do so. But this is a little more wide-ranging. Again, 800-838-3760, jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Paul in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Good morning. I'm an absolute believer in free speech. Without it, nothing can happen. Now there are limits on free speech, and I've forgotten whether it was Oliver Wendell Holmes or Judge Learned Hand in our society who said that we do have a right to free speech, but we don't have a right to cry fire in a crowded theater, unless, of course, there's a fire. And so there's limits to it in each place. What the people at Charlie Hebdo did seems to me to be well within the range of acceptable behavior. Now, you know, I suppose you could argue that the two brothers who went in and blew them away were also practicing their right of free speech. I think they were a little on the other side of it.
Just a bit, yes.
Just a bit. And so there's always going to be a certain amount of tension in any society that approaches anything that even has the illusion of freedom and openness, especially where we are multicultural societies. Something that I say that may be absolutely offensive to you is something offered in good humor to me. You know, that's just the way it is, because maybe you're Southern European and I'm Northern European, or whatever. Let's think about Polak jokes. Do you think that's offensive to Polaks?
I think just being called Polaks might be offensive to them, but I've changed those to Irish jokes because I figure I can get away with those with the name Riley.
There you have it, you see. Now, in terms of having the courage to speak out, always vital, always vital. I think of song that both Enya and Sinead O'Connor have sung, you know, How Can I Keep From Singing? And that's absolutely true. Look at the actions of all of the people who have brought about change in our society and in the world's cultures, Gandhi, down to people that you'll never know and never meet. They also have the courage to practice free speech. When do you practice it? Well, that's an individual decision. And if you think you might lack the courage to do it or nobody would ever limit your free speech, I'm going to ask you if you're married.
It was Oliver Wendell Holmes, by the way, and it was falsely shouting fire in a crowded theater was the original phrase.
That's it. That's right. So yes, there's always going to be bounds. There's always going to be a tension. And frankly, to me, the people at the comics were, in fact, martyrs and heroes to free speech. That's all I've got to say.
All right, that's plenty. Thanks for that, Paul. Appreciate that. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange, your chance to vent your spleen politely on these topics, free speech versus threats, plus Internet eraser laws, our other topic. 800-838-3760 throughout the listening area, 800-838-3760. Email jx@jeffnet.org. Russell in Talent, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, you're fine.
Okay. My thoughts on this is that there needs to be some sensitivity to, the various cultures in a society. I'm not sure that these comics in France took a barometer reading of how Muslims really feel about what they were doing. We all understand that we can offer a challenge to somebody if we're looking for a fight, and we know what's going to come. And, you know, that's part of sensitivity. The other is cultural and racial. I recall, hearing Richard Pryor, we all enjoyed his comedy talking about his own people, mm-hmm. and I felt like, always feel like he had the right to do that. You know, for a white person to say the same things is called racism, and we all understand that. There is a, there's a line there that we don't cross because since the civil rights era, we've become sensitive to it.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, but I also was just made aware within the last hour of the fact that Charlie Hebdo did not just skewer Muhammad. There were some
yes,
fairly tasteless
yes.
cartoons about the Holy Trinity, for example.
How far do you go? I wouldn't go see that film, The Interview, because I feel like it's in really bad taste.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's just me, but others might find it really entertaining.
Yeah, there is the point of provocation that comes in here, too, because, for example, if you are, and there was a case about this years ago, it was the Klan of the American Nazi Party wanted to march in a parade through Skokie, Illinois, which at the time was heavily Jewish.
Yeah.
All right, so you can do it. You're legally allowed to do so, but at what point do you choose some self-restraint here?
Well, being running a publication, something that everyone reads, I think it's required to be sensitive
mm-hmm.
to a degree, and it's quite a responsibility, that they have to be aware of.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks for that. Appreciate the information, Russell, and the thoughts on this. And, you know, I'd provoke some other thoughts as well, because when I think about the marchers through Skokie, Illinois, and this is three, 4 decades ago, it reminds me as well of the quote-unquote marching season in Northern Ireland, when Catholics will march through Protestant areas and Protestants will march through Catholic areas and so forth. And it really is about doing so because you are allowed by law to do so. It doesn't speak to any sense of taste or sensitivity to anybody else's thoughts or views. And I guess here again, the question is, where do we draw the line for ourselves? I mean, a threat alone, if anything, it certainly seems to fire people up, because you look at the fact that this latest issue of Charlie Hebdo, which shows, again, a cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad holding up a Je suis Charlie sign under the headline, All is Forgiven. Once again, I mean, this is these people lost their entire editorial staff, essentially, to the massacre last week. And yet here they are again making a 50 times larger press run with yet another cartoon that says, look, we're still here. We're going to continue to do this, in essence. Where do we draw the line? Free speech versus threats, one of our topics here on Vents Day. The other one is Internet eraser laws, like California's new law that lets minors take things down. Join us on The Exchange at 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Ken in Klamath Falls, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Thank you. One of the things about free speech that bothers me is that when does it, like you said, cross the line? And I think I agree with the last commenter. If a 17-year-old student in school was writing these kinds of things or talking about other people, he'd be called a bully, and they'd kick him out of school and all kinds of ramifications. But because it's a newspaper that does it, then it's okay. And I have a little bit of a problem with that. And just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should.
All right. Thanks for that. Very much appreciate it, Ken. More calls, welcome at 800-838-3760 or emails at jx@jeffnet.org. Here again, okay, if you have the ability to do it, does that mean you should be doing it? I mean, you need to pick your moments. You need to pick your situations. And as we talked about in the very bare essence of free speech, you do have some limits, time and place. For example, you don't get to falsely shout fire in a crowded theater, as has been said many times. So where do you draw the line? I mean, if it's a threat alone, does this seem, it seems to engender this response to, like, no, now I have to speak that much more loudly because there's been a threat against the speech. Join us on The Exchange with your thoughts. 800-838-3760. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. Here's an email from Mike in Medford. He says, I completely support Charlie Hebdo and free speech. It is exactly in instances like this, or flag burning, that we show the purpose of our free speech democracy. I also don't believe this is a religious issue. Extremism almost always coincides with poverty and low education. We're dealing with groups of immigrants and third world countries that have probably never seen a biology book, let alone understanding of free speech and constitutional democracies. Killing these people will only ignite the fire. Investing in education and security for these people may be the only answer to solve extremism. That from Mike in Medford. Now we got a Tony in Talent. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. You keep changing towns, Tony.
No, actually, I don't. The person asked me where I'm calling from, mm-hmm. and it depends on where I am with my cell phone. Right? I happen to be at home in Talent, which is my home, has been my home for the last 26 years. Yes, I'm interested in, because I remember trying to learn French many years ago and buying in France the cartoon book, and it wasn't particularly good for my French, but I did realize it was a terribly immature. I mean, I would love satire. Private Eye was a big thing for me in England, but there was no sophistication whatsoever in Charlie Hebdo. So put me down as the je ne suis pas Charlie Hebdo. But it is interesting that France has come full circle in something like two and three quarter centuries. I mean, it was Voltaire who gave us the idea of freedom of speech and, you know, the freedom applying to people who we don't necessarily agree with, and it seems as though this France might come around to it, but I note that I can't remember his name right now, but there's a famous comedian in France that posted on his website something like, I think he's put something like Je suis, and then he named the fellow, the Koulibaly, mm-hmm. The guy that did the killing in the deli, the Jewish deli, and he put Je suis Koulibaly, and he's now apparently under arrest. So the French are, as always, such a complex people. And it is, after all, again, Voltaire whose wisdom included the statement that...
I detest what you write, but I would give my life to make it possible for you to continue to write.
Yeah, well, I was thinking of... that's the whole thing. But those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. How true that is with Muslims. Isn't it?
Is it just Muslims or all extremists?
Yeah, it was also the writer of great plays, that such as Muhammad, that it was pulled off the stage after three performances in Paris in the 1700s. And I don't think OSF would put it on, even though it's probably extremely well written.
Hmm.
They wouldn't have the courage. Look at your university. You're surrounded by speech codes. I mean, I know it's more of a party college than a real university, but where you are, it's not really... You can't say what you will. That's why your program is such milquetoast. It doesn't go for anything controversial, because I assume you'll be thrown out the college.
Rather doubt that, but thanks for your thoughts, Tony. You've exercised your free speech amply today. Appreciate that. Let's go on to Shane in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day. Free speech versus threats and Internet eraser laws are topics.
Good morning.
Hi, Shane.
Well, you know, I think, you know, all things, of course, you know, are people can have opinions on taste, but I think that's our culture, and part of the things we share with France and other free societies is and we need to stand with them firm on free speech is free speech. And if I think defending the fact that, you know, I can't stand half the stuff that the Christian church says, you know, sometimes, but about gay people or about other things, but I still would fight for their right to say it, you know. And I think the Muslims can say what they want back at the French, and the French can say what they want about the Muslims. And I think the broader context in Europe is a little different and harder for us to understand than it is for the Europeans, as far as the immigration. You know, their
different system for sure. Yeah. People can't become citizens.
Their version of immigration is dealing with a lot of Muslim cultures coming to their country and changing their culture. And I think it's also, you know, I think you don't give up on the fact that when people come to your country, I personally believe in immigration in this country and others. And I think, but one of the cornerstones of that is that when you come to a nation, especially a free nation, and that's why you come there, is to escape the terrible atrocities and things that were in your country. You have to accept the fact that what makes this country great is sometimes the things that will upset you.
Interesting point. Very much thanks for that. Good to talk to you, Shane. Let's go to Joe and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hi. It's a very interesting topic, and the way it appears to me is that it's obvious to all of us that societies around the planet are at different stages of technological development. We talk about first world and third world countries.
Mm-hmm.
What's also true, and talked about, I'm sure it's more sensitive, but that we're also at different stages of sociological development. Some countries are still at a stage where if you insult the president or the government, you can be imprisoned for that. That's true of many countries in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
France, Europe, the States, Australia, Japan.
Well, we witnessed, it was interesting, I think it was actually the same day as the massacre that Saudi Arabia began the flogging of somebody who had put up a website that was critical of the monarchy.
Exactly. And by this action, the Muslim men in France are saying, we want your society to go backwards in time to behave as our society, as what we think is right and acceptable in our society.
I was
and
just thinking about that very
basic principle.
Yeah, it's the opposite of assimilation. Rather than get into the society you're in, it's go back to the society you came from, but by in the country you're now a resident of. Good thoughts. Thanks for those, Joe. Appreciate it. Lee in Ashland, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Good morning. I think it comes down to intent. During World War II, the Nazis published cartoons of Jews to incite hatred, fear, and I don't think that was what Charlie Hebdo is doing. And I think it all comes down to intent. If there is a fire in a theater, you can shout fire. If there isn't, then it's something else. And I truly support what Charlie Hebdo is doing. And I wish we in this country would have the courage, if that's the right word, to do the same thing. But I also understand that we don't want to hurt people with something that is offensive to them. But then again, you have to say, where do you draw the line?
Right. And good thoughts all around, Lee. Appreciate those. Because one of the things that comes to mind when we talk about this, about how not to hurt people, is the minister, for example, who talked about planning to burn a Quran. I don't mean to be flippant when I say we're really talking about an inflammatory act here. You're really trying to get somebody annoyed. And that becomes part of the question here, is how far you're reaching out to provoke a response from someone. But then, here again, Mr. Two Sides of the Equation here, people can certainly stop themselves from being provoked and realize it is simply somebody trying to make fun of them or trying to get a rise out of them. It's kind of like when you talk to mom and dad about the kids who are bothering you on the playground. At what point do you just ignore them and just wander off and not even pay attention? Let's hear from you on the exchange, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area, 800-838-3760, jx@jeffnet.org. Joe in Talent emails, like the Second Amendment, just because you have the right to do something doesn't mean you have unlimited rights to say whatever you want without some sort of reaction. Seems to me if you have 1 billion people whose religious belief is sacred to them and the depiction of their figurehead is considered sacrilege, maybe provoking them on purpose is not wise. There are plenty of ways to make fun of a faith without venturing into cartooning something you know will provoke violence. Do you? The editor says. Will you provoke violence? This is in no way excusing what happened, but it is a reality we must deal with. We want to project our pedestrian attitudes of Western religions on a faith that has yet to undergo a reformation and much more fundamental than most Christian faiths. Maybe more time spent trying to find common ground and threat is more important than poking a sleeping lion. That from Joe in Talent. Let's go to Julie in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hi there. Thank you. I just love your programming. Thank you.
Thank you.
I wanted to say that basically there's a growth curve of maturing process, both in societies and in individuals. And so sometimes they're outrageous in another more mature person's viewpoint or a mature society's viewpoint. So along the way, I've learned to develop tolerance. And if I feel like I'm challenged, I learn to be quiet about it until I've processed it myself and diffused my reactions. I think if someone has a sincere intention and a constructive, positive communication to make, that's different. There's a different kind of language that's used. And a provocative language is obviously attacking and recognizable. So I think there's something in our laws that helps us, you know, come up against anyone who's defaming us or slandering us and spreading lies.
Mm-hmm.
But because we see it as an example in our political structure, especially during elections, we just don't know what's what anymore as far as common sense appropriateness. We could know if we keep maturing and doing our best. But as far as the example that's in front of us constantly in the media and during a political election time shows us that it's okay to behave other than what, you know, is true, you know, what free speech really means.
Yeah, coarsening of the culture. I see the point. Thanks for that, Julie. Appreciate that. And you know, still with libel and slander, there's the test of actual malice. Did you mean to harm someone is often what it has to rise to be found culpable. Let's go to Jim in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yeah, I've been around so many, you know, younger people using the Internet and whatever. I think the problem is the word free. They do not, if it's free, they have no respect. It has no value. Most of us, and I say younger people, 32 and younger almost, all of us that grew up civil rights era, anti-Vietnam era, knew that freedom had a heck of a price. Thank you.
Indeed it did. Thanks for that, Jim. Appreciate it. Some great comments all around. Really appreciate people weighing in on this. We can fit in an email from Ann in Grants Pass. I'm very much in favor of free speech. However, I wonder if we as a species live by the golden rule, and I'm not a religious person, do unto others as you would like done unto you. And as I have on my card to remind people, kindness matters. We wouldn't have these problems. That from Ann in Grants Pass. Thanks again to everybody who took part and everybody who listened to Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange.